I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's been over 6 weeks since Lebanon's president left office. The parliament has failed to elect a new one, despite meeting 9 times. This isn't the first time Lebanon has gone without a president, says Camille Melki with Heart for Lebanon.
In fact, this is the third time that we have an extended vacuum in the top role of our Lebanese leadership. Now, the difference this year than all others is that we are also without a prime minister and without a ruling government. So basically, we have vacuum in all the executive levels.
Many households struggle to buy food and medicine. Heart for Lebanon brings aid to roughly 5,000 families a month. Pray the love of Jesus would touch many lives in Lebanon. And instability around the world is affecting access to education. David Durance with Teach Beyond says, even as the COVID-19 pandemic recedes in many places, other obstacles remain. He cites the war in Ukraine as another big cause of instability. As refugees fan out across Europe, their kids often have no opportunity for schooling.
For example, this family across the street that had to go through this, their parents had to go do work. What were their children supposed to do? Well, they're at home by themselves. There's this huge safeguarding risk. The instability of living in a country where if there is a problem, this child has no one to talk to because the child only speaks Ukrainian or Russian, and there's no capacity to be able to communicate with anyone in the neighborhood.
Teach Beyond educators are trained to help kids with trauma responding with the hope of Jesus. Ask God to strengthen them. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In this Advent season, Transworld Radio wants to share a prayer guide with you to help you in the waiting. Journey with us through the 2022 Advent season as we pray for people groups all over the world. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.